Good morning. The front that brought the showers and even a couple of thunderstorms to the region yesterday is now tracking off the eastern seaboard. A strong westerly breeze will develop behind this front. And with plenty of sunshine, readings will warm nicely off our morning lows, which are generally in the 40s up into the lower to mid 70s on average by late afternoon. High pressure will dominate the weather into the night tonight, keeping skies clear, and it'll be seasonably cool with temperatures back into the 40s. Tomorrow, some clouds will mix in as a trough of low pressure will be moving through. It'll be breezy and a touch cooler, but still very nice, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Weekend shaping up to be nice as well, with high pressure remaining in control, especially in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, which will keep us dry. Some clouds will mix in from time to time, but highs will still be in the lower 70s. It looks like this nice stretch of weather will last into the beginning of next week, with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday, and highs again in the lower 70s. By Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, a front will approach from the south and west, bringing us the chance of a shower or thunderstorm both days, and highs bouncing into the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Lee trough development during the day ahead of an impulse moving into the central high plains will act to draw increasing moisture northward into the central high plains and the Black Hills vicinity, where moderate instability will develop. Although the mid-level flow will remain modest, the veering wind profile will support some storm organization with the isolated to widely scattered storms. The more robust updrafts will be capable of a threat for large hail and damaging winds during the late afternoon and into the evening hours. The last Worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Wichita Falls, Texas at 10:52 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Fort Worth, Texas at 11:37 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 36 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 47 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 12 above zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 42 degrees, the dew point 38, 85% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.72 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 20 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the lower 80s, Boston sunny and breezy near 80, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 65 degrees, the low, 32. The average temperature, 49, that's 9 degrees below normal. 0.08 of an inch of rain yesterday, for the month now, 0.95, which is still 0.68 below normal. And 9.04 inches for the year, which is 3.76 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 16 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 106, that's 38 below normal, and 6,168 for the season, which is 369 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low 47, the record high 89 set in 1991, and the record low 33 in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:12 p.m., 14 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and quite breezy, with just the outside chance of a shower today, and highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and warmer today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, windy, and warmer today with highs in the middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, windy, and warmer today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, a bit cooler, but still nice, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday in the lower 70s. Lower 70s on Monday with partly sunny skies. And partly sunny for Tuesday and Wednesday with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm each day with high temperatures reaching into the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.